Good morning. It is 844, 97.9 The Hill. It's Ron Stutz, and it is Thursday. That means it's time for our weekly feature, This is Tourism, produced in partnership with the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. I've met so many interesting people doing this, and, of course, our listeners have heard about some fascinating things going on. This morning, I'm joined by hype man and cellar master at Botanist and Barrel, Lyndon Smith, and his sister and co-founder, Kether Smith. Hey, welcome, folks.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And, Lyndon, how'd you get the title, Hype Man? I don't know about that.
Well, that that's a self-given title, and it basically just comes from how passionate I get about talking about making cider and wild fruit.
Well, I love it. And tell me what Botanist and Barrel is all about. What is Botanist and Barrel?
Botanist and Barrel is a winery and cidery located on Cedar Grove Blueberry Farm. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of dry ciders, sour ciders, barrel fermented ciders and wines. And we like to play with whatever local fruits and ugly fruits we can get our hands on.
I've been hearing a lot about you, and our listeners want to find out more. Now, you opened, Lyndon, as a blueberry farm. Tell us a story that brings us to the present, where people can enjoy your ciders and wines all over the place, and it sounds like you have a tremendous variety.
Yeah, we sure do. So this all first started when there was a piecemeal farm out in Cedar Grove that went by two different names, and one portion was bought by our parents, Bernadette, mm-hmm. Pelissier, and Van Bennett. And the other portion came for sale shortly after, and Kether and I stepped in and bought that second piece. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of run down and hadn't been kept up for roughly a decade. So we all spent the first couple of years just bringing that farm back to life, getting the blueberries pruned properly so they got back to being their happy, productive state, and then also making it much more comfortable to pick as a you-pick blueberry farm.
Well, you mentioned Bernadette Pelissier. I mean, I've known her for a very long time and know that when she stepped down from Orange County Commissioners, she was going to farm blueberries. So
yeah. She helps a lot.
Yeah, she still helps.
I bet she does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what fermented beverages are you making and selling to the folks who come by?
So a lot of wines and ciders, we're doing things with apricots and plums and cherries. We just fresh pressed some cherries and put it in a Zinfandel barrel. So mm-hmm. we've got some fun things coming out. It's not just straight cider and not your typical grape wine.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a lot with grapes yet, but we're getting there.
I love it. Where else can you have a conversation where somebody says, we put it in a Zinfandel barrel? Now, I know that you guys also have special events out there. Do you have any special events that are coming up that we need to know about, Lyndon?
Yeah, one special event we have coming up that we're really excited about is going to be a new one for us this year, and we're calling it Funk Down on the Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to highlight sours, wild fermented, cool ship made beers. So we've got some of our favorite brewers on the East Coast, folks coming all the way from Connecticut and coming from South Carolina. And then we also are going to feature folks who are doing really fun things with food. So you'll be able to look at charcuterie under a microscope and see it's still alive and moving. And then we'll have Bimla's Curry Blossom and Resistor Kombucha, and basically highlighting anything that is wild, funky, fermented. So it's going to be a festival of funky and sour things, and we're going to do this in the blueberry field when the blueberries are in full bloom, so it should be an absolutely beautiful setting as well.
Wild, funky, and fermented.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about the reaction from people who come out to Botanist and Barrel and see you for the first time.
So one of the biggest things is people are surprised that we're dry. Being in the South, people expect sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they see fruit. You know, we have all these beautiful colored bottles from all the different fruits that we've fermented, and they just think sugar.
Yeah.
And so we surprise them in the fact that we're more sophisticated than that. It's not the syrupy thing. And it's just, it's a different beverage than what they're expecting. But then it opens their mind to, like, all the possibilities that are out there.
my soul's been psychedelicized. Yeah. You know, a lot of healthy stuff too, right?
Yeah, so we don't ferment. I mean, we don't pasteurize after we ferment, and we're not adding any chemical additives. We're not stopping fermentation, and we're not filtering. So all that natural goodness is still inside the bottle.
Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of the same probiotic qualities as a kombucha or a June would.
Yeah.
It's still got all this active, yummy yeast in there.
Yeah.
This stuff is really coming to the forefront of people's minds these days because people drinking kombucha and all of that stuff. I mean, being more aware of the health benefits and looking for more variety. And you guys are really serving a purpose out there. And I know you're going to get bigger and bigger and more popular as you go along as more people find out about you. And my question this morning is, how can our local Orange County community be more supportive of what you're doing?
I think any of the small business owners would give relatively the same answer, and that's just come check us out and see if we're something that you enjoy and you want to make part of your life. And just I think we would just say just give us a chance. And,
yeah. Come by and spend money.
Yeah. You don't even have to come spend money. Just come check it out and see if you like it.
Yeah. And I have friends that don't drink alcohol and last holiday season came and bought a whole bunch of bottles and gifted to people in their family, you know. So it's like just, you know, spread the love a little bit.
What a cool idea. And we always talk about all the tourism dollars that come into Orange County. Mm-hmm. People coming from other places. Have you had people come from outside the area to come visit?
Absolutely. Yeah. We do some events on the farm. We did a lot this summer. And we would do like pizza nights and things and do cider pairings with that. And we have people from Greensboro, from Raleigh,
Danville.
Yeah, Charlotte. So we get people to travel a little distance and visit us.
Yeah, it seems like it would bring people in from all over the place because it's so different. And you guys are unique. So, congratulations on what you're doing, and Heather, Lyndon, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And do me a favor, next time you see Bernadette, just give her a message for me. Tell her, Bernadette!
Okay, will do.
I always say that when I see her, because she always makes me think of the song.
That's right.
Thanks for joining. This is Tourism, and my conversation with Lyndon and Heather Smith at Botanist and Barrel. Definitely stock up on Botanist and Barrel ciders for holiday entertaining, host and hostess gifts, and Christmas presents. Check out all my guests from This is Tourism on my page, theronstutshow.com, and consult visitchapelhill.org for the best ways to show off Orange County to your out-of-town visitors over the holidays. You can also go to chapelbro.com and WCHL On Demand and find all this there. I'll be here next Thursday for This is Tourism with another exciting guest. I can't imagine that next week's guest will be any better than this one, though. Pretty cool stuff. 852-97.9 The Hill with Massey Starr.